H-Day Nation, y'all know what time it is. Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all here on this Tuesday, as I'm recording this football episode, Tuesday. Yes, usually we got, well, football's every day, right? As we're getting that much closer to the football campaign, July 7th, 2026. Very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. So, decision time. On this episode, since I found this out literally an hour ago, this will either be posted tonight or, I'll wait till Friday to post it. But I do have another episode that needs to get up there, up to the feed, so be on the lookout tonight. This is usually a daily podcast. Yes, this is K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, golf. I just recorded a golf episode over the weekend, and that was what I was talking about. So decision time for EG3 or what episode is going to post up. Maybe I'll just have this on Friday and put up the other episode. And there was some recruiting news coming out of women's basketball last night as far as the 2027 class goes. But I'll get to that. I'll probably end up touching on that tonight. So as we get back, try and get back in the flow, use this month, getting back in the flow of things. Because, hey, once this month is in the rearview mirror, which is still a few weeks out from that. But we're not trying to speed it up a little bit. But, hey, we're going to – hey, it's going to be game time for this podcast. So definitely, I'm looking forward to the football season. And so much more. All right, so I literally just came across this a half hour ago. So, so the All Big 12 team, and I might go over it, the whole team, later, in a later pod. But two of our own has made a first appearance on the preseason. Now, this is a preseason All Big 12 team. That includes Wendell Gregory, newbie to K-State, from Oklahoma State. Hey, we did most of the transfers and newbies on this team go back a few months ago. So, so there's that for y'all. So that's a defeat. So go back, check it out. We're going to do a big review here as it gets closer to football season. And by the way, speaking of football season, September 5th, Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium, the kickoff officially, the Colin Klein era. At K-State as the new head coach, obviously, of Kansas State football. Wendell Gregory, who's a sophomore, and last year coming off of a tremendous freshman season. And on the other side of the ball, John Pastore gets the nod as the 2026 preseason All-Big 12 team was announced yesterday. This is the first time either player has been on the preseason team. And Gregory, from my home state, Marietta, Georgia, transferred to K-State after his redshirt freshman season at Oklahoma State. We have, and he is one of three former Oklahoma State players on this year's roster. He was named 2025 Big 12 Defensive Freshman of the Year and All Big 12 Third Team Honoree. 27 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. A pass breakup, a forced fumble, 12 games. He played all the games, 4 starts. His 12 tackles for a loss ranked 2nd in the nation. So this was a big get. And this is why I'm like, oh, damn. This defense may be better than we thought, than I thought it's going to be. But obviously, again, we ain't playing no games yet. But we do have a couple good defense coordinators there. One of them is Jordan Peterson. We'll be making the calls, and I'm sorry, the other one is slipping from my mind. See, I gotta go back and rip through this coaching staff. Go through the list of this coaching staff under Colin Klein, who's done, obviously, this group, recruiting as well, Taylor Bratt, I gotta throw his name in there. They have done their huge work. Putting this roster together and doing work in the recruiting class for, obviously, oh my goodness, that was bad. that's really bad. Doing a recruiting class for next season. I cannot wait for that. But so there's that as well. But hey, we haven't played a snap yet in 2026. Mm-hmm. That is around the corner, so we'll see about that. Okay, so let me see here. Yeah, let me see. John Pastore, who was on this team last year, he's been with K-State, I want to say, since a freshman. I might be wrong on that, but he's one. We're gonna be safe. We're gonna be on the safe side and say one of the leftovers from Chris Klieman era. And Chris Klieman, by the way, still now hopped on Colin Kleinstaff. He's Damn it! I cannot think of the word right now for whatever reason. he's working in the background. We'll just say that there. Pastore from Erie, Colorado. He started in all 12 games for K-State last year at left tackle, over 700 offensive snaps, all Big 12 second team honors. He helped guide K-State offensive line that saw the Wildcats rank in the top 10 nationally in sacks allowed. Fifth in school history in rushing yards per carry, five per pop. Wildcats had also three rushes of at least 70 yards during last year. One of those had to be... That has to be Joe Jackson. that has to be Joe Jackson in there. We all know the game that really changed his tide, and that's what has us here. It has Colin Klein back at Kansas State. Pastore has also helped the Wildcats rush for a school record. Yep. Speaking of Utah, nice little transition for y'all here in this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. Eddie Greer in the building here. Recording this football episode. Now again, I'm gonna forewarn you. There should be some media day news coming out this week. Well, K-State's going on tomorrow. See, we recorded that last week, so go check that out there as well. So yeah, we should be getting that K-State media day, Big 12 media days down in Frisco, Texas. That as a City Records podcast. That is tomorrow for Kansas State. Avery Johnson, speaking of Joe Jackson, he'll be right down there. Rex Van Wee and Wesley Fair down there representing Kansas State. So we're gonna have a lot of content off of that as well as we get you that much closer. You see right here. See, it reads my mind. It reads my mind perfectly. So we don't need to read that. But anyway, so yeah, so huge news. So preseason, this is not what I expected. I'll be straight up. Honest with you there, Wendell Gregory, a sophomore, second year in the college ranks, now with a second team in Kansas State. John Pastore returns to the offensive line. That's kind of a slightly rebuilding, you want to say, and that might be even too far off, but he's one of the stronger pieces there on the offensive line as he looks to keep Avery Johnson and Joe Jackson straight. In the 2026 season coming up. So that was news yesterday. So congratulations, Wendell Gregory and John Pastore, on getting on the preseason all Big 12 team ahead of the 2026 season, football season across the board. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast from Free Bell Daily Orange, just core K-State. Catherine, y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, all that jazz. Make sure, hey, this will be your perfect time to go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Yes, there's been kind of low activity on this feed, but you might want to get on it now because we're gonna be slowly but surely ratcheting it back up the coverage as we get closer to not only K-State football but obviously fall sports in general. So you want to make sure you tapped in to this podcast. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode, football edition, yes sir, of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics. So cats.